Attention, please. Flight number 305 for Chicago is now loading at gate 3.
Excuse me, young man. Aren't you holding that newspaper upside down?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Busybody. Hello, 47, this is 86. Well, all we know so far is that the counterfeit money is being smuggled into the country, hidden somewhere, then picked up by chaos agents who are using it to finance their operations and disrupt our economy. You think you may have a clue? Well, hold on a second till I find a pencil. Okay, go ahead. I've got one.
86. I think they're onto me.
Now, never mind about that. What's the clue? How do you spell that? 47? 47. The clue. What is the clue?
In a minute, but do me a favor.
Anything, 47, anything.
This is important. As you know, I'm head negotiator for the new labor contract between control agents and control. You'll have to take my place, 86.
Sure thing, 47, but first give me the clue.
No, first you have to take the official oath. I have to be standing up when I give you the oath. Help me up.
Easy.
Now repeat after me. I, 86, hereby promise to act in good faith.
I, 86, hereby promise to act in good faith. Are you sure we have to be standing for this?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
As head negotiator for control agents.
Ooh, ah. As head negotiator for control agents. Ooh, ah.
In their battle for a more equitable contract with control.
In their battle for a more equitable contract with control. Now, quick, 47, what's the clue?
We forgot the secret handshake. I now pronounce you the new head negotiator for the Guild of Surviving Control Agents.
47, the clue. What is the clue? Quick, before it's too late.
The little red tractor that huffed and puffed.
The little red tractor that huffed and puffed. What does it mean, 47? 47, what does it mean?
That'll be 10 cents for the next 3 minutes, please.
Just a minute, operator. Agent 47, I solemnly promise to take over as union negotiator, and as soon as I have time, to track down the vital clue you just gave me. And I just forgot.
The little red tractor that huffed and puffed.
Well, thank you, operator.
Thank you. as the new head negotiator for the Guild of Surviving Control Agents, I hereby call this secret meeting to order. First, before I begin, I'd like to compliment you men on the wonderful way that you sneaked in here and hid. Looking around, I have no idea where any of you is hiding. Now, to get on with the business of the day. First of all, we'll have roll call. Oh, sorry about that, 25. Okay. Agent 61.
Here.
Agent 12. Agent 82. Still hiding out in the old organ, huh, 82? Agent 74. Agent 35? Agent 35? You're 5 minutes late, Agent 35. All right, gentlemen. Let's let the meeting proceed. Sorry again, 25. Now you all know what this secret meeting was called for. Chief, what are you doing here?
This is an emergency, Max. I had to find you.
Well, how did you find me? This is supposed to be a secret meeting.
I had Agent K-13 track you.
Fang, what are you, some kind of a furry strikebreaker?
Max, Fang is an agent first. He knows his duty.
Well, I know my duty too, Chief. How would you like it if I gave you an ultimatum? How would you like it if I gave you a choice between Fang and me? How would you like that? Perhaps I phrased that badly.
Max, there's nobody here. Who are you supposed to be talking to?
Every male control agent is here, Chief. They're just so well hidden and disguised as pieces of furniture that you can't tell where they are.
Well, this meeting will have to wait. It's imperative that we get to work on the chaos counterfeit case before they flood the entire country with bogus bills.
I'm sorry, Chief, but this meeting can't wait. Of course, we'll call it off as soon as we take a vote and decide whether we're going to go out on strike at midnight tonight.
Max, you men wouldn't go on strike.
Oh, yes, we would, if certain demands are not met. For example, let's take the question of a week off with pay for having to swallow secret government documents.
Let's be reasonable. We're working on a limited budget.
Oh, don't tell me, Chief. Tell them.
Now, listen, men, be reasonable. You there. You know perfectly well, as your chief of control,
chief,
if... What?
That's just a lamp you're talking to. Now, another thing, Chief, and I think that this is very important. The question of double overtime in case we're shot, wounded, or poisoned on Grellman's birthday.
Grellman's birthday? What in heaven's name is that?
That's code, Chief, for Washington's birthday.
That's ridiculous. For example, you... Have you ever been shot, wounded, or poisoned on Grellman's birthday?
Chief, it's only a sofa. Now, here's a point that all the men are very, very interested in. For example, if we're captured by enemy agents and taken to a foreign country, why can't we come back tourist class instead of having to stow away?
Well, that's a good question. You know perfectly well, if I hadn't the power to help you in any way...
Chief.
What?
It's only a chest of drawers.
Max, this whole conversation is absolutely useless. I expect you in my office within half an hour. Well, are you coming with me or are you staying?
Good boy, Fang. I knew you'd stick with us, Fang. Just for being so reliable, I'm going to take you with me on our next assignment. Just think of it. We'll be together again, facing danger, torture, and death. Dog is almost human.
A little red tractor that huffed and puffed. Max, is that the only clue that Agent 47 left?
Chief, as the new head negotiator for the Guild of Surviving Control Agents, I must warn you that in exactly 10 hours and 43 seconds, we are all going out on strike.
Max, please. A little red tractor that huffed and puffed.
It must be some kind of code, Chief.
That's possible, 99.
That's it, Chief.
That's what?
Red means communist. Tractor means farmer. Huff and puff means tired.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Find a tired communist farmer and ask him.
Chief, I was just going over the things in Agent 47's pocket, and I found this.
It's a bookmark from ye old bookshop.
Could the little red tractor that huffed and puffed be the name of a book?
I doubt that very much, 99.
Give me the public library.
I consider myself an expert on books, and I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Hello, is this the public library? Yes. Does the phrase, the little red tractor that huffed and puffed, mean anything to you? It does? The title of a new children's book. Thank you very much. Good thinking, 99. Max, you go over to this ye old bookshop and see what you can find out, but be careful, it may be a chaos front.
Right, Chief. Oh, Chief, before I go, I think I must warn you that you only have now 9 hours and 54 minutes before every male control agent goes out on strike.
Max, I have made my final concessions on a new contract. Now go over to that bookstore.
Okay, Chief, I'm going. But I don't understand your attitude. The least you could do is issue us new bulletproof shirts. I'm ashamed to wear the one I've got. Look at it. It's full of holes. If it wasn't for my bulletproof undershirt, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
Chaos Agent K-12 hasn't picked up the little red tractor that huffed and puffed yet, Madam Verner. He was due yesterday.
Good morning.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in a children's book.
Do you have any particular book in mind?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. The Little Red Tractor That Huffed and Puffed.
Here you are, sir. I'm sure your child will enjoy it, especially page 52.
Page 52, eh?
Yes.
Thank you.
He just took the book and walked out?
Well, something must have made him suspicious, and he decided to play it safe.
Maybe he knew something about one of those old ladies.
Well, Max, the decoding department came up with a complete blank on this copy of page 52.
Did they try the every third word technique, Chief?
Yes, they did. Listen, good boy happy, see why huff and little, then why not? Doesn't work.
And it makes it hard to follow the story, too.
Max, we've got to stop this insidious flow of counterfeit money. Now, take this book, go back to the store, and see what else you can find out.
Right, Chief, but I'll have to hurry. In 7 hours, every control agent lays down his gun and goes out on strike.
I haven't forgotten, Max.
Don't forget these, Max.
Oh, thank you, 99.
What are they?
They're the signs we'll be carrying when we go out on strike.
But they don't make any sense, Max.
Of course not, 99. They're in code.
What about those two little old ladies you followed?
They seemed harmless enough. They went directly from here to the racetrack.
I'm sorry, but the child didn't enjoy this book at all, especially page 52.
Oh, I understand, sir.
You do?
And may I say it was extremely intelligent of your child to be so careful. Here.
The little old lady who lived in a spaceship.
And may I especially draw your attention to page 39?
Just page 39, that's all?
Just page 39.
I wonder if you could give me another little hint.
What kind of hint?
Oh, well, you know how the book turns out. Okay.
He's leaving again.
What was he doing here?
Who?
Maxwell Smart.
Maxwell Smart?
The control agent?
Intercept Maxwell Smart at his apartment and get that book back. And then...
Then what?
Then eradicate Smart.
You sure have a way with words.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Chief of Control?
Max, you know very well it is.
Well, Chief of Control, as the new head negotiator for the Guild of Surviving Control Agents, I feel it is my duty to remind you that we go on strike at exactly midnight tonight. Unless, of course, certain demands are met. Especially in the areas of overtime, convalescence leaves, vacations with pay, and a summer clothing allowance for black and white shoe folks.
I understand, Mr. Smart. Thank you for calling.
Oh, Chief, one more thing. I have some new, very important developments on the chaos counterfeiting case.
You have what, Max?
Well, I can't tell you now, Chief. You'll have to call me back and ask for Agent 86.
Max, why can't you simply tell me now?
Because this is strictly a labor relations call. Max. Hello, Agent 86 here.
Yes, Max.
Oh, hi, Chief. Glad you called. Now, about that chaos counterfeiting case, I went back to the bookstore and they gave me a new children's book. The Little Old Lady Who Lived in a Spaceship. And this time they referred me to page 39.
Page 39, huh? Have you been able to make any sense out of it yet?
Well, no, Chief. As a matter of fact, I haven't.
Get your code book out right away and try to decode page 39.
Right, Chief. Oh, hi.
Your hands up, please, Mr. Smart.
How did you get in here? The door was locked.
Well, it's very simple, Mr. Smart. A sharp blow, precisely 12 inches above the center of the lock, and the door opens automatically. Turn around!
Wait a minute. Didn't I see you in the bookstore?
That's correct. I'll take that book.
Well, I don't understand. On the inside cover, it says that I'm allowed to keep it for 3 days.
Well, I'm very sorry, Mr. Smart. I've been told to kill you, and as a good chaos agent, I must obey.
I see. First of all, before you shoot, I'd like to ask you a very important question. What's so great about page 39?
The contents of the page itself are meaningless, Mr. Smart.
Of course. The page number.
Precisely. Not that it will do you any good, but the 3 stands for the third row of books down from the top on the bookshelves along the back wall of the bookshop. And the 9 means the 9th book from the right. Have you any other last request, Mr. Smart?
Yes, I'd like to read something to you.
What?
The complete works of William Shakespeare.
Hold it! I think one of us has been shot.
I think it's me. Where did you shoot me?
Left chest.
Oh, good.
Good?
As a chaos agent, I get double indemnity for getting shot above the waist.
Double indemnity for being shot only once?
Not only that. If I'm shot and I don't die instantly, my family gets an additional 25% for suffering.
Unbelievable.
And if I survive my wounds, I get a guaranteed 6 weeks convalescence leave with pay.
With pay? You gotta be putting me on.
Not only that, we get to stay free at any resort on our chaos credit card, American Plan. 3 superb meals a day. Tennis, golf, bingo parties, dance lessons, and free funerals.
Lucky devil. Bingo parties? I didn't know chaos was religious. Back there against the back wall. Chief, did I say 93 or 39?
I think you said 39. Hurry up, Max.
Well, don't rush me, Chief. Now, let me see. What was it? It was the 3rd shelf from the top and the 9th book of... Here it is, Chief. Say, I haven't read this one yet. She couldn't say no.
Max, we didn't come here for reading material.
How do you like that? Nothing. Not even a secret compartment.
Wait a minute, Max. There's something taped on the ear.
Hey, Chief, you know what that looks like? It looks like one of those keys to a coin locker in a bus depot.
Well, at least now we know where those chaos agents have been picking up their counterfeit money. Let's go.
And as the old saying goes, gentlemen, a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing.
How do you like that? The old secret panel and the bookcase trick. How corny can you get?
It fooled you, didn't it?
Just Barely.
Don't let them get away, you fool! Turn on the lights!
Hold it! Stay right where you are. One move and I shoot. Sorry about that, Chief.
Max!
That's good shooting.
I know, Chief. I got him right in the fiction section.
Hold it. You hold it.
Okay, Chief, I'll take over. I'll just take this guy downtown. It's 12 midnight.
Max, you let him get his gun back.
Well, Chief, as a loyal member of the Guild for Surviving Control Agents, I go out on strike at exactly 12 midnight.
I sympathize with you, Mr. Smart.
You're not going to shoot us in cold blood.
As chief of agents, you will make an excellent hostage. However, it will give Chaos a great pleasure to rid itself of the troublesome Maxwell Smart once and for all. Are you ready, Mr. Smart?
Just a minute. Chief, before I die, I'd like to make one last appeal and ask you to please sign this contract.
All right, Max, anything you say.
Is that a standard contract? What about free funerals?
Free funerals? I've never heard of such a thing.
Chief, how can you be so cheap? That man is going to kill me.
All right, Max, free funerals.
And 4 free weeks with pay after jumping from a moving train?
4 weeks with pay, now that's out of line.
Okay, Chief, okay. Goodbye.
All right, Max, all right, I'll sign it.
Thank you, Chief. And now, if you don't mind, I'll just take that gun.
Thank goodness that gun misfired, Max.
Not misfired, Chief. No bullets.
You knew that gun wouldn't fire? Max, I consider that a very underhanded way to get me to sign a new contract.
Tell me, Mr. Smart, how did you know there was no bullet in that gun?
It was really quite simple, my friend. You see, I happen to know that this is an XK1-307-4112-802 Luger. And it only fires 6 shots.
Well, that's odd, Max. I counted only 5.
Don't be ridiculous, Chief. There were definitely 6 shots squeezed off. I happen to know my guns. What I don't know is my arithmetic.
Well, Max, the Chaos agents involved are either dead or behind bars, and we've located the rest of the counterfeit money in those coin lockers at the bus depot.
You forgot one thing, Chief.
What's that?
You came to terms with the GSCA.
Yes, and don't think I'm not grateful. Now we can forget about unions and concentrate on the real problems of control.
Not quite yet, Chief.
What do you mean, Max?
Well, Chief, as you know, female agents have problems, too. Some of them quite different from male agents.
What are you trying to say, 99?
Well, what she's trying to say, Chief, is that I have just been appointed head of the negotiating committee for all women control agents.
No, you haven't, Max. No, no.
For example, Chief, take the little extra expenses that a girl has when she's trying to vamp an enemy agent. New hairdos and facials and gold-plated revolvers for evening.
No.
Yes, no. Chief, and how about the question of overtime for going around disguised as a man? I mean, what woman likes to be dressed as a man with smelly cigars and opening doors?